This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi, hi. This is Caroline again on the recorded.
Yes, this is Najee McGraw. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you through the line for some odd reason.
No, no worries. It's completely fine. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So I was just asking what date you were diagnosed. Do you remember when you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was September of last year on the 16th.
Okay. Around the 16th, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So it would have been around September 16th of 2023. And do you know if you were diagnosed with CT scan or MRI?
Yes, I did the brain MRI.
The MRI, okay. And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is 3/19/1996.
Perfect, 3/19/1996. And do you know anyone else, Najee, who also took the Depo-Provera, was maybe diagnosed with it? With any symptoms or anything similar?
Just the neurosurgeon and my doctor.
Okay. And do you remember taking Depo-Provera? Was it a different generic version of it?
Yes, I do remember taking that, yes.
Okay, the Depo-Provera.
Yes.
Okay, and I know you said you started taking it around December 2017, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if you used it for at least one full year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, it was once every 3 months, quarterly.
Okay. And then when was the last time you used it?
February of last year.
Okay. So around February of last year. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Your gender.
Oh, female.
Perfect. And then how was your first name spelled?
N. As in Nancy, A-J-A-E.
Okay, perfect. So N-A-J-A-E, perfect.
Yes.
And then what about your last name?
McGraw, M as in monkey, C-G-R-A-W.
Okay, and is that G capital?
Yes.
Okay, so Najee, N-A-J-A-E, last name McGraw, M-C, capital G-R-A-W, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And did you have a middle name?
Yes, Joy, J-O-I.
J-O-I as in igloo?
Yes.
Okay, okay, perfect. And then your social?
It's 192-76-9575.
Perfect. 192-76-9575. And then I have your email here. It looks like it's your first name, the letter M as in mom, 0319@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Okay. And then for phone number, I have 302-883-7930. Is that the best number as well?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. What about the best address?
It's 319 Charles Street, Charles, Coachville. Yes, it's in Coachville, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320.
Okay, again, that's 319 Charles Street in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and was there an apartment number or is this the house?
Just the house.
Okay, perfect. And do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes, it was Dr. Mark Catapa.
Okay, how is Catapa spelled? Is that with a C or a K?
It's a K. K-O-T. K-O-T as in tent, A-P as in pig, K-A.
Okay, perfect. I did find one based out there in Philadelphia, looks like. And then what was the hospital or the clinic where you were diagnosed?
It was the Jefferson Einstein Philadelphia Hospital.
Okay. Okay, Jefferson Einstein Philadelphia Hospital. That's on Old York Road. Is that the one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, before you were diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer of any kind?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how about the medical records for the meningioma? Would you have those?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. If you were asked to provide them, would you be able to do that through mail or electronically?
Through mail. I'm not currently near my house right at this moment.
Okay. No worries. Okay, great. And then we do request an emergency contact, Najee, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Just my mom.
Okay. What was your mom's first and last name?
Her name is Tanya Maxwell.
Tanya Maxwell, perfect. And what about her phone number?
It's 304.
Mm-hmm.
415.
Mm-hmm.
7629.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, it does ask for an email of hers. Do you know it, or do you just want me to put yours?
Can you put mine, please? I don't know hers at the top of my head.
Of course. No worries. Same goes for address. Do you know her address, or I could put yours in that field as well?
Yes. It's 424
mm-hmm.
Hanum, H as in hot, A, N, N,
mm-hmm.
as in net, U, M, as in monkey, Hanum,
mm-hmm.
Avenue, and that is in Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380.
Perfect. Again, that was 424 Hanum Avenue in Westchester, Pennsylvania. That's 19380, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Okay.
So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, get that case started for you. Najee, do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
My email, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up your email. Okay. Before I send it, though, I just want to verify some of the information on here. Stop me if anything sounds incorrect, okay? I have your first name spelled N-A-J-A-E, middle name Joy with an I as an igloo, last name McGraw, common spelling. I have your address, 319 Charles Street in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320. I have your date of birth as March 19th, 1996, and then your social is 19276975. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I just sent that out. Let me know when you do receive that in your email, okay? It should say my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Okay. Yes, I got that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I did just receive that on my end. Now, what I'm going to do is I want to text you a text message. It's going to say I'm so sorry. It's going to be from the number that that I called you from. With that, it's going to say some of my contact information as well as the law firms. They are going to reach out within 48 hours just to verify some of the information that we went over today. Besides that, do you have any questions for me, Naije?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, Naije. I hope you have a great rest of your day.